Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Femi OK in for John and Celeste this morning. Congress is closed for the holidays, but when they reconvene in January, it will be the first time in nearly 50 years that the gavel will fall on the House or Senate without a Kennedy. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick tells us about the legacy and future of the Kennedys in Washington politics.
The quickest way to the Capitol from the train station in the morning is up Delaware Street. It's lined with giant oak trees, and I've walked it for years. Still do most mornings. I'll never forget the first time. It was in the spring years ago, walking up Delaware Street before a Senate session in the morning, and I saw there to my right, over there on the grass, a black dog darting after a tennis ball. He grabbed the ball and ran it back to his owner, a man holding a tennis racket. It was Ted Kennedy. Once I noticed Kennedy and his dog for the first time, I realized it was kind of a constant. Every morning, in the park on Delaware Street, the oak trees, the black dog named Splash, and the man with the tennis racket. Patrick Kennedy is currently the last Kennedy in Congress right now, Ted Kennedy's son, and he's retiring from Congress after 16 years representing Rhode Island.
I'm Patrick Kennedy. Now, having spent two decades in politics, my life is taking a new direction, and I will not be a candidate for re-election this year.
Jack was the first elected to the House in 1947. It was the same year television recorded a congressional session for the first time, and it wasn't long before he was a senator.
We present the United States Senator John F. Kennedy's story.
Senator Kennedy, could I ask you a few questions?
Oh, yes, yeah, surely, you girl. If you'll excuse me.
Senator, won't you tell us about some of the interesting objects surrounding you here?
Yes, I'd be glad to. This, of course, is a picture of my wife, Jackie, and my daughter, Caroline.
Jack's stay in the House was brief, his time in the White House even briefer. His brother Robert was, of course, from Massachusetts, but when he was a senator, it was from New York. There was a two-year stretch in the early 60s when there was no Kennedy in Congress. Otherwise, there has been since 1947. Jack, Bobby, Ted, Joseph, he's Bobby's son, and Patrick, he's Ted's son.
Today, as I mentioned, I felt morally obligated to plead guilty to the charge of leaving the scene of an accident.
The name Kennedy reverberates in the Capitol, sometimes with scandal. A young woman died in 1969 when Ted Kennedy's car went off that bridge in Chappaquiddick. Everyone assumed alcohol was involved. No one died in 2006 when Patrick Kennedy ran his car into a police barrier on Capitol Hill. No one had to assume then that addiction did play a role.
I was abusing pain medication, which I justified taking because it was prescribed to me. And I literally hit the wall, or in my case, hit a barricade here on the hill, and got kind of publicly humiliated. But it was actually the greatest opportunity for me to seek recovery.
Patrick Kennedy was a modern congressman. He was media savvy and open about his addictions and about treatment. He used his own struggle with drugs to goad Congress into demanding that insurance companies expand coverage for mental illness. About a year ago, I saw Patrick Kennedy in the hallway outside the House chamber. I asked, "Congressman, how are you?" He put his hand high above his head against the wall and leaned against it. "Tired," he said. "I'm tired." Kennedy's in scandal. Kennedy's in tragedy. We know the American myth has them intertwined. But what about Kennedy's in outrage? Kennedy's in passion? Or confrontation.
Try and raise the minimum wage. What is it about it that drives you Republicans crazy? What is it? Something. Something. What is the price that the workers have to pay to get an increase? What is it about working men and women that you find so offensive?
$3 billion, 1,000 lives, and no press. No press. You want to know why the American public is fit? They're fit because they're not seeing their Congress do the work that they're sent to do.
Sometimes I would go into the Senate chamber and sit and listen to Ted Kennedy when he was on the floor. Sometimes you'd get a speech really worth hearing, if for no other reason than sheer volume. He gave those speeches in the Senate always from the back row, second desk from the aisle, from the desk with the special footrest installed beneath it. Ted Kennedy had back pain because he was hurt in a plane crash. I've asked other senators about their desks. to see if they connect them at all with the thread of history in the chamber.
So I wanted to ask you, and I'm ambushing you, how much you know about the history of your desk, senators who sat.
I know that Bobby Kennedy used the desk.
Senator Barack Obama knew that Robert Kennedy had used his desk. Ted Kennedy knew that his desk had belonged to his older brother Jack. He started sitting there after Jack, no longer a senator, was killed in 1963. Ted Kennedy never left that desk until the summer of 2009, when brain cancer took him from the Senate as well.
You know, I think what these desks remind you of is the sweep of history. I think it reminds you that you are a small part of a long-running pageant of American democracy.
There's really no such thing as constants. Everything comes to an end. Ted Kennedy and Splash don't play fetch in the park anymore. Patrick Kennedy won't be in the House of Representatives in January, but there's already talk of Senate runs for other Kennedy cousins. So here are a couple of constants for now. It's a big Congress, and the Kennedys have a big family. I'm Todd Zwillick. Happy New Year, everybody.
I want every delegate at this convention to understand that as long as I'm a vote, and as long as I have a voice in the United States Senate, it's going to be for that Democratic platform plank that provides decent quality of health care, north and south, east and west, for all Americans, as a matter of right and not.
Thanks to Todd. Todd Zwillick is our Washington correspondent, and thank you for that essay. And for all of his coverage on the new Congress, remember to follow him on Twitter. Todd likes to tweet a lot. Just head to thetakeaway.org to check his feed and also sign up to subscribe. And that's thetakeaway.org. And while you're there, if you're stuck at home like John Hockenberry with nothing to do, then check out a slideshow of the blizzard socking the East Coast even as I speak, compiled by other Takeaway listeners. And you can see that at thetakeaway.org and add your own using our iPhone app. You can also text the word snow to 69866 and give us your snow report, or call us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm Femi OK with a snow day here on The Takeaway.